Are you struggling with irregular periods, mood swings, or headaches and just don't know where to go for help? Girl, I feel you and I'm so happy you're here. I've been where you are and I've now learned how to heal my hormones. If you are ready to finally get to the root cause of your period problems, mood swings, yes, even postpartum, and lack of sex drive, then grab your notebook and pen, or crayon if that's all you can find, and get ready to listen in. Hello and welcome to another podcast on the, another episode on the podcast, Hormone Healing. I'm your host, Dominique, and today I have a very special guest on. Her name is Becca. I met Becca through one of our podcasting courses that we had actually done a while back, and she's in a very similar field as me, but I love to have other people on who just can share their stories, their insights, and a different perspective on essentially similar topics. So Becca Yon has worked with dozens of women and couples nationwide to empower them in their fertility health. As a psychology major, FEMM educator, and Fiat hormone coach, she is definitely well respected in the fertility education community. She loves helping women understand their body in God's design and how to support it naturally. Today, we're going to hear a little bit about her full transformation from anxiety and miscarriages prior to being a mom to healthy pregnancy and celebrating the joys of being a mom. So this could be a little bit of a trigger for those who have suffered miscarriage in the past, but I'm also hoping that this episode can be a source of comfort and healing if you have been somebody who has suffered from perhaps miscarriage in the past. And hopefully this can help to bring insight on ways that Becca was able to physically and emotionally heal. So Becca, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. It's a joy to have you on the show together. So first of all, just so that our listeners get a little bit of a backstory on who you are, can you just tell me a little bit about yourself, where you come from, and just who you are?
Yeah, thank you. I live in Erie, Colorado. I have been married to my husband for over 8 years, which is super fun. We have 3 kids here. They're 4, 3, and 1. And then we have 3 babies in heaven that we lost through miscarriages. And I primarily stay at home with my kids. I homeschool. And then I do a podcast and fertility support and education.
On the side, yes. So I'm very excited. I don't know if excited is the right word, but I'm very, I guess, looking forward to having you share your story. And I love how you said that you have 3 babies in heaven, not because they're in heaven, but because that you're fully aware that even though they weren't able to see your face this side of earth, that they are still going to be, they're still your babies, and one day you are going to meet them again. And I think that's very important for all of us to kind of hold on to and speak about miscarriage in that kind of a way. So thank you for putting that piece in. So I know you said that you are a fertility awareness educator and an FEMM educator and a Fiat hormones coach. For those women who are on here listening, they might not know exactly what that is. Can you just kind of explain a little bit about what that is and what you do?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the fertility awareness educator, I'm certified through FEMM, the F-E-M-M. It stands for Fertility Education and Medical Management. And so basically we teach women how to chart their cycle just through their biological signs, which is super cool. So it's much beyond the just charting your period or that's it, right? Like it's a lot farther than that. It's charting your period and learning like how to, you know, is your period regular or irregular? Is it within normal realms? And then we chart the whole rest of your cycle because we really want to focus on what's your ovulation health, because that speaks a lot about your hormones, as you know. And so that's a really big piece is, number one, like, let's understand what your body is telling us through that fertility awareness method. And then through the FIAT hormone coaching, it's like a such a beautiful, fun thing. So the founder of it is Jamie Rachi. She has a podcast called The Hormone Genius, and she was a fertility awareness practitioner. She taught the Creighton method for a very long time. And it's absolutely essential that women understand their body and understand their charting. But she found a lot of limitations with, okay, so here's everything that's wrong with you in your period. Have fun, like good luck, figure it out. But so she kind of founded this institute to certify hormone coaches. And so we're not licensed medical professionals, but we are trained to support women's hormones and kind of coach them naturally as the Lord designed, with God at the center, which is like so cool, and kind of help them through natural lifestyle changes to support their hormones. And so I like to do the combination of like, okay, here's what your body's telling us and here's what we can do. And then I really love to keep God at the center. So that way we're focusing on the mind, body, spirit, and not just focusing on your body and not just focusing on your mind. And we're also focusing on your spirit too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I love that because kind of like you said, the Creighton model, sometimes you're just always talking about what's going on wrong with you versus right. What can we do to help fix it and things like that. And that's one thing. So when I kind of a side note, going back a little bit, when my husband and I first got engaged and were planning on getting married, we learned the Creighton model. We sat down with somebody who is, you know, knowledgeable with the Creighton methods and taught us the Creighton model. And to be honest, I was actually kind of overwhelming.
Yeah.
And what I love about what you're doing and what I'm doing and what some of these women who go through this certification are doing is that it's actually, once you really learn your body, it's actually quite simple. And there's more simple, natural ways to really go about figuring out when you're ovulating and how your hormone health in general just is. Because again, so a lot of people, I think, get that misconception that hormones are only for fertility and sexuality and things like that, when in reality, it's just the entire piece of who you are. It's not just that piece. It's everything. It's stress levels. It's bone health. It's blood sugar balance. It's weight gain and weight loss. It's mental mood and stability. It's all those things together. So I think that it's not one or the other. It's both and. So I really like how you bring that together. So you told me that this is what you do, but what got you into this field of work?
Yeah. So that's where, thank you for letting me get to come on and share my story. So I never would have imagined that I would have been doing this. I was kind of your standard gal who didn't really know or understand anything about her body. And, you know, we just kind of practiced conventional medicine. We went to our OB doctors, all of that. So I was on birth control for over 14 years and just for like having PMDD or crazy periods. And so that's why I was on and off of it for that long and didn't really know any other options, right? And my husband and I got married and I was still on the pill for the first 3 years of our marriage. And then we decided we wanted to have kids. And so we got off of that. And thankfully, praise the Lord, we were able to get pregnant pretty quickly afterwards. Pretty healthy pregnancy, had that baby. And then I was just really convicted in the postpartum phase to not get back on the pill. I didn't know why. I wasn't really sure, but I just felt convicted of like, no, you don't need that. It's like, okay, but what do we do? So I didn't know about Creighton. We didn't know about fertility awareness methods at all. Like we did not know about any of that. And so we had kept asking our OBs and our doctors like, hey, is there anything else we can do? They're like, no, like these are your options. Here's your birth control pill or your IUD or use some condoms and figure it out. And so you're like, oh, okay, well, whatever. And so a friend actually told me about taking your basal body temperature. And she was like, oh yes, this is what you need to do to be able to plan your pregnancies. And I just like look back on that. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was the worst advice I ever got. And that's how our second child was conceived. So, so got pregnant about 8 or 9 months postpartum. Side note, listeners, that doesn't work because basal body temperature, it only helps you to know if you ovulated. It's not going to help you be able to avoid pregnancy. So make sure you go through an actual method and not just some sling off advice from a friend who really doesn't know. So, but I'm so thankful for that child. Like, oh my goodness, my second son is fantastic. He's hysterical. Would never trade him for anything. So it was absolutely the Lord's plan, but it's just kind of funny how it came about. So I had my pregnancy with him. And again, in the postpartum, you know, by this point we'd kind of moved. And so we had some different OBs. So by this point we've asked like four or five different OBs, like, hey, is there anything else we can do to, you know, learn how to plan our family? And they said no. So again, about 7 or 8 months postpartum, we got pregnant again. And at this point in time, I really was just not at a healthy state of being. Like, I was dealing with vertigo and I'd had mastitis that year and COVID that year. And I was just having kind of all these health issues. And we find that we're pregnant. We'd moved across the country. Our son had like broken his leg. We moved into a new house. Like, all of these like crazy things were happening. So I was under an immense amount of stress. I had had a hypothyroid issue that I didn't realize how important that would be to be taking care of that, especially in regards to pregnancy. So I was like off my medication. I wasn't having it checked. So we got pregnant again. I was like, oh, okay, cool. We're pregnant again. Like, we'll just do it again. And dealing with all these health issues, not really thinking about, hey, like, maybe you need to slow down, or maybe we need to, like, you know, figure this out. But I mean, it, you know, what can you do looking back, right? And so we went into a ultrasound, like a, one of the little 4D boutiques, and I was 15 weeks along, and we just wanted to know what the gender was. And it turns out she was not moving. So we went to our doctor right away, and they confirmed that, you know, she was no longer alive anymore. And so it was absolutely devastating and just heart-wrenching and all of that. And so we went through with that. And then again, we asked, like, is there anything we can do to avoid pregnancy aside from these options you're giving us? And again, we were told no. And so we weren't really sure what to do. So we kept, we conceived again back to back. And so then we had two chemical pregnancies, very early miscarriages. And so by the third one, we were just like, oh my gosh, what do we do? We're kind of at rock bottom. And so we're Protestant in faith, but we have these wonderful, amazing Catholic friends. And we were like, all right, let's go over to Ted and Kim's and let's just ask them, like, what are you guys doing? Because it was clear to us that they were spacing out their children, and we knew they were doing something natural, but it seemed to us very weird and strange. And so we went over to their house and, you know, asked them what they did. And they shared with us about fertility awareness methods and educated us. And both my husband and I were like, what? Are you serious? And but it just like triggered this massive research in me. And so we started doing the Marquette method, and it worked, like, finally, you know, 4 or 5 years into being married, and we knew a way to avoid pregnancy so we could figure out what was going on with me. And so in that time period of just having grace to heal, I found a really great fertility aware doctor. She was a Napro doctor. And I also found a hormone coach. So I talked about, you know, the Fiat Institute and hormone coaching a little bit at the beginning. And basically, she kind of helped me with lifestyle changes that I could do to support my hormones and to support the all the crazy imbalances I was dealing with. So that's kind of where we landed, and got a lot of healing through that. And then after about 6 to 8 months, got the green light from the Lord of like, okay, you know, we're seeing on our charts, this is good. And we got a piece from the Lord that it was okay to try to conceive again. And we did. And we have our daughter now. And she's such a blessing and a gift. So
yes.
That's kind of the story in a nutshell. And we can dive into different parts if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Which there are so many pieces I would love to dive into. For starters, I love how you said you began with saying that, you know, you were on birth control and you just didn't know where to go, and you didn't know if you really wanted to be on it anymore after your first pregnancy, and that you went and you talked to multiple different OBGYNs, it sounds like. And every single one of them said, you know what, there's no other solution. This is it, unless you want to get pregnant. And I think so many of us have such similar situations and experiences, because I clearly remember after my first, and actually after both of my daughters, I loved my doctors. I did. I really did. Especially my last one, who delivered my youngest baby. Loved her so much. But that is one thing that they just don't. I think it's something that doctors are not necessarily trained in, is that natural solution. It's always just push the medical birth controller or the medication onto you. And I think it sometimes gets us frustrated, and we feel like there has to be some other way. And it's funny you say that, because after my second child, like I said, I went in and she was like, okay, so what birth control method do you want to be on? And I was like, actually, I'm going to do it kind of natural. And she was like, good luck. And I was like, well, actually, this is what I do for a living. So I am going to do That's it awesome. Naturally. And because the first time the baby happened, the doctor was like, yeah, good luck. And the second time, I was like, scared, silly. The second time, I was like, no, I know exactly what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. We spaced our children out. But the frustrating part is you, Becca, and myself, we were very, I guess, I don't know if you call it type A or research oriented or just wanting to find the reasons behind things and knowing there's more. And so we went about researching that and going about that. But I think it's really sad that this information is not right at our fingertips being told to us. Because this is our bodies that we're talking about. And quite frankly, all faith and religion aside, birth control messes up your body. And to not know that there's another method out there that is so much more healing and natural, I think is sad. And so I'm so glad that there's you, me, and others out there who are able to help women like this. So you want to have a regular period, but you feel like it's not possible. Gonna be so hard, so confusing, and so much time and money to invest. Listen, girl, no, 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 and no. My coaching course, Hormone Healing, is gonna teach you how to get a regular period, reduce mood swings and headaches, and have better sex and energy with simple, easy, and tried and true practices. You can literally balance your hormones no matter what stage of life you're in. I'm gonna teach you how to do it as you go. I don't want you spending valuable money on scammy fertility apps that just guess at when you're fertile, or hundreds of dollars on ovulation strips that really aren't even always accurate. You do not need to do that. I'm going to show you how I balanced my hormones in just an hour or two each week. Literally. Let's make balancing your hormones easy and normalize having a regular period again. So come into Hormone Healing Coaching so I can show you how to get this done faster than you thought possible, so you can start living pain and moody free. Hormonehealing.org. Go check it out. That's HormoneHealing, hormonehealing.org.
Yeah, it's insane. And it's like, we have to have grace for the medical doctors because they literally were not trained on it in medical school. Like, the only touch that they get from the doctors that I've spoken with, they're like, yeah, we didn't know about this. They talked about the rhythm method and then they dismissed everything and then just moved forward. And like, that's all that was said. And it's crazy because the rhythm method is 100 years old, dated. Mm-hmm. And no, it doesn't work for every woman, for most women. And so it's frustrating. That's why most doctors are just kind of blow it off of like, good luck, you know, because that's what they think it is. And it's not. But yeah, Facts About Fertility is a really great resource. If you know any doctors, and I try to let other doctors know about like, hey, this is a great resource that they can get certified, get additional credits in to learn about these methods after, you know, they've graduated and they're practicing and everything, they can still get educated in it. And those are the doctors that we want, are the ones who have got the extra education.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I am no way, shape, or form bashing doctors at all. Because like I said, I loved my OBGYN. But sometimes you just don't know what you don't know. And if you're learning 100,000 other things in medical school and you didn't learn this thing, you're going to think you have no time to learn this next thing unless somebody brings it to your attention. So I think that's a very good point that you brought up as well. So you briefly touched on how you had three miscarriages between your first two children and your third child. Would you be able to just expand a little bit more on that and kind of what was going on with you emotionally and physically, and how you found healing personally? Because I know there's many, many women out here who have gone through similar stories that you have gone through. And I think it's a topic that we don't always discuss and that is taboo. Yeah. And I think that it's very important that we know that there are other women out there who are going through the same thing. And not just knowing that we're not alone in this, but also advice or tips that you could give to them that actually really truly helped yourself.
Yeah. 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 It's a hard thing to go back to. it's hard for me because it's like, okay, I have a podcast on this, and I feel like it's such a gift of service because every time I have to talk about it, like, you have to go back to that headspace, mm-hmm. which is a very hard headspace, you know, to travel back there and to be back in those really devastating and sad and sorrowful emotions. But it's also such an encouragement because there's so many people who are going through it and who need to hear that encouragement. So, it was a low place, but it was also one of the most, like, spiritually in touch places that I've ever been with the Lord. As we were going through, delivering our daughter, she was our daughter, 15 weeks. We live pretty close to Boulder, Colorado. I don't know if you know anything mm-hmm. about Colorado, but Boulder is kind of, it's like a, not a very Christian place. So we were delivering there. It was a beautiful place. It was at the hospital, and it was in the middle of the night. And in Boulder, there's the Flatiron Mountains. And so they had these windows going out, and we could see the Flatiron Mountains. And there is a star, like a, that's lit up on, somewhere on the hills and mountains. And so I was just looking at that star the whole time. And it was crazy. I've been a believer pretty much my whole life. I, like, gave my life to the Lord when I was 3 years old, and I've been walking with Him. And when I was little, I was in this program called Awanas. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but mm-hmm. it's basically where kids, like, memorize scripture, and it's really fun. Mm. So the Lord brought all these verses to me throughout this whole process. It was probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours of the, you know, going into being induced and all of that. And He was speaking to me the entire time through His word. Like, and scriptures that I had memorized when I was a little girl that I had not even given thought to, you know, He brought to my mind and my spirit, and He was just comforting me the entire time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's just an encouragement to really, really lean in to the Lord, lean into His word, mm-hmm. because He is so comforting and He is so strengthening. And He is our joy, and that is our strength. Mm-hmm. And so, honestly, that is like the biggest thing that I would encourage people is really, really lean into the Lord and seek out His word and memorize these passages, memorize mm-hmm. these truths, and let them wash you over whenever you're feeling the intense moments of being really sad or depressed or hopeless, of being like, no, this is what the Lord says, and this is who I am in the Lord, and this is who He is to me. And this trial is sharpening me for His glory. So those are, mm-hmm. those would be some of my encouragements.
Yes, I love that. And what I also like that you keep touching on is the Lord is comforting. You never actually said, if you're a believer or if you rely on Jesus, you will never have depression or you will never have anxiety. That's not what you're saying. You're saying He will comfort you through it. And I think that that is a key detail that really needs to be highlighted, because I think sometimes if you are somebody who grew up Christian and practicing, sometimes there's almost this feeling that if you do struggle with depression or you do struggle with anxiety or you do struggle through a storm or a difficult time and you're feeling those thoughts that you're a bad person or that maybe you don't rely on Jesus enough or that, you know, if I just believed in Jesus more or I love Jesus more, maybe I wouldn't have depression or anxiety. But I think it's important to know that depression and anxiety are human and they will occur no matter what, because we live in a human world. But God can comfort you through it, which will lessen the intensity of it and get you through it. And I think that's really important. So thank you for touching on that. I also want to say thank you for just bringing the story up, because I know it's very, very difficult to get through these seasons of life, and you have to go back to those seasons of life. And I'm sure as you were going through, maybe there were times, I know I've talked to women and things that you're, and I know myself personally who have gone through similar situations will say, well, why, you start to think a little bit, like you start to play victim a little bit, like why me? Or maybe, you know, why is this happening to me? And I like how you said, but you realize that it was God sharpening you for His glory. Because I think that there is, and this has been my mantra a lot lately, is there is a time to sacrifice, a season where we sacrifice more. And then there is a season where we reap more. And
yeah,
after you sacrifice more, that season of reaping is far beyond you can ever imagine. Like you had said in the beginning, you had no idea you were going to be sitting here now teaching, having your own podcast and teaching women, reaching hundreds of women who are listening to this episode right now and teaching them that there is a better method, a way to get off birth control, a way to heal after miscarriage, a way to still be that joyful mother, despite all the tiredness and exhaustion. And if you hadn't, and I hate to say this, but if you hadn't gone through that, this may not have come to full fruition. And yeah. I think that you put it very, very well in that kind of a way, is understanding that and seeing that. And so I thank you for sharing that, that piece. So all the emotional stuff aside, because again, it can be very difficult and hard. And you spoke about somebody who's going through miscarriage, just hold on to the Lord. Was there anything that you did post miscarriages that helped you perhaps heal physically versus emotionally? So I know you're a fertility education awareness, and I'm sure your body and your hormones were probably everywhere after these. So what were some of the things that you did to get yourself back to feeling healthy again? You said that your husband and I learned these methods, and after about 8 or 9 months, you felt like you had the green light to go again. Could you just give our listeners maybe a couple of things that you physically did to get yourself feeling like you were ready again?
Yeah. So looking back, I do think I probably had some pretty intense adrenal issues. And so I slept a lot. I gave myself permission to sleep as much as my body needed it. And my husband was on board. Isn't that the weirdest thing, right? It sounds like so simple and basic, but it was something that it required a lot of effort. And you know what I mean? Like, I just had to sleep a lot. I slept like 10 to 12 hours a night for 3 months. And that's just what my body needed, because I was so burned out from like, I was working at this job that was like so intense for me. And I had to just, and then I finally realized as I was working with my hormone coach, I'm like, whoa, I'm dealing with a lot of stress. I'm dealing with a lot of anxiety. And I've just been kind of like pushing it down, being like, no, this is normal. This is normal. I can cope with it. I can deal with it. And then, you know, you get hit with 3 miscarriages, and then you really have to question everything you do in life of like, what, why, you know? And so that was one of the things, was I slept a lot and gave myself permission to do that. My husband was supportive of it, and it was awesome. Like, my body really, really needed it. And we totally changed our diet. I mean, I used to be like probably a Chick-fil-A advocate. Both my boys, the entire first and maybe half of the second trimester, were built on sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit sandwiches from McDonald's and Cheetos. And like, I didn't know anything about nutrition or, you know, healthy eating or anything like that. And so we took a full 180. My poor, dear, sweet husband. We don't have any white flour in the house. We don't have any regular sugar in the house. Like, he doesn't even probably remember what normal cookies are like anymore. But I mean, we changed everything. You know, we
Your husband can bond with my husband. Sorry, side note, but
probably so. Oh man, yeah. Oh, but we changed everything. You know, we just really unprocessed our kitchen, unprocessed the way that we cook, and just really switched to whole foods and whole foods cooking. And I started drinking a ton more water, which was crazy. So I know I touched on like I was dealing with vertigo and all this stuff. And like literally I just started drinking 80 to 100 ounces of water a day. And like I've never had vertigo since. I mean, it's just crazy. So it's like all these things are really basic sounding. And I know you do all the coaching and all of the education on this. But sometimes the hardest part is doing it, you know, like I'm sure like you and I have heard, and both of our listeners have heard all of these, here's what you do, right? But like, do we actually do it? Do we put it into practice? And so, yeah, I found a lot of healing just through those things. And like, you know, quality supplement changes was another big thing. I look back, I don't know if you've heard of the resource called labdoor.com, but you can type in your vitamins or whatever. And I had like the VitaFusion prenatals, which are ranked to like an F when I was pregnant with my first two. So I was like, oh man, I hope they're okay.
Most of the vitamins that you could just get at CVS or wherever tend to not be
– Yeah.
the best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Expensive pee is what I call it. You just pee it out.
Oh, yeah. So I was like, oh, wow. So, you know, finding, you know, better quality supplementation. So just kind of all of those things ended up being really helpful in just making choices to, especially knowing that I was dealing with a lot of adrenal stuff. Mm-hmm. Making choices to willfully step back from a lot of the things that were putting stress and anxiety on my plate and just be very grounded and like just chilling with my kids and not adding a bunch of extra responsibilities was really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And you did say, you know, we kind of sort of know all these things, but it's hard to actually implement them, or sometimes we may feel overwhelmed or confused, right. Which is, I think, where myself comes in as the nutritionist also who has my master's in nutrition. I really help to lay that out in the coaching program, and yourself being the fertility awareness, you can really help to teach women about their bodies with fertility and what foods can help you with fertility and healing the hormones and the adrenal fatigue and all the things. So even though we might know it, or a lot of women know it, hear it all the time, because I think it is thankfully starting to become a little bit more mainstream information that, you know, we know white sugar is not good for us. We know white flour is not good for us. We know fried food is not good for us, but it's finding ways to incorporate it so that it becomes a lifestyle and not an overwhelming brain dump. Can be hard. And I think that's why having somebody help you through that overwhelming brain dump is sometimes very, very necessary and helpful. And it can save you a lot of time, and time is money.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. I found that with my hormone coach. She would ask me questions of like, okay, well, what do you eat in the morning? I'm like, why does that matter? Mm-hmm. I was just kind of like obstinate at first. I was like, well, I have coffee and gosh, I don't even remember what I used to eat before all this stuff.
Just but was not know, the I'd same like, and not, yeah,
probably
not
coffee as good. And crackers or cookie, you know what I mean? Something like that. Yeah. She's like, okay, well, why don't you try having some hard boiled eggs, you know, with an avocado before you eat, or like a handful of nuts before you have your coffee or something. I was like, Jamie, like you're messing with my morning routine.
Yes.
So
yes.
I was kind of there's
a little bit of skepticism in there too. Like, is this really going to work, or is this just like crunchy?
Right. Right. Yeah. So it's just those like little things, and having someone in your life and in your face to be like, but what do you eat in the morning? And what do you have at lunch? And what do you eat before bed? Or like, you know, like asking you those specific questions is so powerful. Like you said, I know I personally needed that. confrontation. Yes. Otherwise, I don't know if I would have changed. So, and not everyone's like that. Some people can hear information and just go do it without accountability. But there's a lot of people who need, okay, I need you to tell me what you think about everything in my life and your opinions. And it's awesome as a coach to help people with that.
Yes, absolutely. So where can our listeners find you, Becca?
Yeah. So you can find me over at BeccaYawn.com, BeccaYawn, like you're tired. And you can see more information about what I do and how I serve. And then also at For the Love of Hormones podcast.
Awesome. And I will make sure to link those, your website as well as your podcast in the show notes below so that listeners can find you as well. We do very similar things, but I'd say it's complementary versus competitive is right. The best way to put it. And I love complementing each other because we do very similar, but you're more with the fertility and things like that. And I am more just the broad hormones in general. And I really think that the more of us out there who can get this information out to other women, the better it is. So definitely go check Becca out. Again, I'll link her website and her podcast in the show notes. Becca, it was a privilege to have you on today. I really enjoyed you sharing your story and sharing your tips and sharing your advice. And I give you so much grace and credit for opening up the wound again and just allowing others to hear your side of the story so that hopefully they can heal as well.
Thank you so much for having me. It was awesome.
Yes. All right. We'll talk to you later, listeners, and we'll see you again in the next episode.
Did you learn something?
I did learn something.
Leave me a review.
Leave me a review.
Still looking for more help? I created a hormone balance plan that is easy, natural, and doable. Because that's what we need as busy moms. And I'm ready to share everything with you in your one-to-one hormone healing coaching. Check out the show notes for links and more details. See you inside.